This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Third quarter, same score. Vic Crumpler again after the game. Vic said of Crumpler, he's my guy. Great ball fake. And in the scene, that zip that Vic's got. Buck 46 passing, two touchdowns, 57 yards rushing. And the Falcons win this 27-7. And Crumpler joked afterwards that the Falcons are actually the road.
Because she did that. You see how she did that?
Yeah.
You can tell this is her segment. Did Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We hope that you guys are navigating your way around the city safely. It's cold out there if you haven't head out yet, but it has already started. Getting reports and hearing from folks that are out and about shopping. Chesley was doing, traffic reports. Knowing that everybody was off, but he was doing Black Friday traffic reports at 6 o'clock this morning. And so just, you know, just, as Mr. Crenshaw likes to say, pack your patience.
Yeah, you're going to the mall. You're always circling looking for the parking
spot. That's the part you need to pack your patience. Man, you
and
know
you
what?
Want to see the other car. And then there's a car coming from the other direction, and it's this car starting to back out. And you're like, who's going to get to that parking spot first? You just have that going on.
I had an amateur night moment this morning. I'll tell you about it later on.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were coming into work, somebody was leaving the party.
Ooh, hey.
And he was crossing the roads and all that kind of craziness. But this is Noel's time right now. Noel, our producer, and we like to go and find out what is on your mind right
now. Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
We wait for that.
Hey.
Our day is not complete until we get that.
That's right.
We are good to go now.
Yep.
So we started this song, this segment with a jamming tune and a cut from Falcons Lions Thanksgiving 05.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
Back to 05.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a game where we got a Lions coach fired. Vic had turkey. And somebody's key card got deactivated.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, Tracy.
No, I'm trying to think. No. She got.
Sorry, Tracy.
Yeah, no, that was
lying. You know, nobody like to relive the memories.
I don't even think she remember who it is. I'm trying to think of who the coach was.
I don't remember. I can't
remember.
Was
it Wayne Fonts?
No, Wayne Fonts been gone.
Okay, man. I don't know. As you can tell, I don't know the line.
Wayne Fonts coached Barry Sanders.
Who's the dude that got into it with Harbaugh with the hard handshake? Jim, what's his name?
Caldwell?
No, not him.
It was Steve Mariucci.
It was Mooch?
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
I saw him on TV. He looked like Martin Sheen yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. He's been on TV ever since.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking of that one dude who ended up being a defensive coordinator for another team. And he was there for the Lions for a minute and a half. But anyway, we know it's Mariucci, so it doesn't matter. Anyway. So as you were saying.
Yeah, during the season, this is from Wikipedia. During the season, after the Lions lost 27-7 on Thanksgiving to the Atlanta Falcons, the Lions fired Steve Mariucci and hired Dick Joron to be the
Dick Joron. Yeah, he came from the Bears.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
So I brought that up because I want to talk about what is it that we like about the NFL on Thanksgiving? Like, I saw some things yesterday I liked. I saw some things yesterday I didn't like. Like, these halftime shows, for instance.
Okay. And one in particular you're
referring
to?
Which halftime show are you talking about?
Both of them. I saw the Lions halftime show. Shout out to Shaboozy. And I saw the Dallas halftime show. And I don't understand why people feel like these mid to low tempo songs have to be forced into these medleys that you do. It completely zaps the energy out of the stadium. I saw it on both halftime shows.
Well, you know what I'm going to say about this?
Go ahead.
First of all, it was a halftime show that was seen.
There you go.
True.
You don't see halftime shows anymore.
No, you don't.
You don't.
At any level.
At any level. The only time you see halftime shows are Super Bowl or playoff games or like a holiday.
True, yeah.
You know, even the bowl game halftime shows are no longer seen. You go back to the studio, we're going to sell some cars, and we're going to give some scores and tell some stories. But, you know, the fact that you get to see a halftime show on TV.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. Those are one of the things that we like because it's such a big spectacle,
they completely vanish.
But, like, we've been doing this a while, especially in Dallas. Like, can we up the energy of these performances?
Well, yeah, Dolly,
like,
you want to bring Dolly Parton back?
You can do one or two. I wouldn't mind. As long as we doing up-tempo bops like 9 to 5, don't come out there with the coat of many colors. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Even Shaboozy yesterday, I was like, it took a while to get to everybody in the bar get tipsy. And even that one, I was like, this made me realize how mid-tempo this song is.
Who do you want them to perform for? The people in the stands, as you mentioned, or the millions that are watching?
Yes, the thing.
That's the difference.
Both.
No, well, you can't always have that. You can't, because first of all, you got to remember the folks in the stadium, half of them been drinking. And so their attitude is a lot different. Listen, I feel what you're saying.
Yep.
I understand that. But you can't, as far as a programmer or the people who are putting together the halftime show, they are not thinking about the people in the stadium because they're getting
the
show.
I'm not in the stadium. I'm at home complaining, Greg.
Okay,
I'm at home
no, I got that. But
TV
you said you. But you started off by saying that putting the people in the stadium.
Well,
asleep.
I know, but
I really meant everybody watching.
For this particular game, they are thinking about TV because it's a halftime show that will be seen.
That's what I mean.
That's the thing.
That's the point. It's for the millions are watching.
They're thinking about TV. So that's the thing. I mean, I think about some of the halftime shows we've had here for the Falcons. Like last year when they had Bobby Brown. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, no, that
Bobby
was great.
Came out of great.
Mm-hmm. And they should put the camera on that. That was great.
I said, Bobby came out of the two songs. He's going to go get 8 good hours of sleep after the two songs.
Bobby came out there 2-7 for 10 hot minutes.
Okay, yep, yeah.
But
it was high energy. Like, we didn't come out there with, you know, sleepy ballads and, like, we trying to, you know, keep the energy of everyone. I don't want to turn the channel and be like, I'll come back to the game.
How long have you been watching that sort of situation happen for your halftime shows where you sometimes it works and sometimes it don't?
I've been feeling this way for a while, even the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowls have these moments where they start off high energy and then they take the middle segment and just completely turn everything down.
So Rihanna wasn't out there bouncing around like Bobby Brown. How'd you feel about that show?
Well, that was different. She was pregnant. That's different.
Yeah,
everybody, soon as we saw that bump, I went, oh, that's why we all in the sky and doing all of that. Okay,
everybody has something to talk about.
You put your uniform on you. If you put your uniform on, you're healthy enough to bet in the game. All right? Don't give me that baby stuff.
Look, we signed up before we got the test. Like, okay, we're going to have to work around this. But no, it's like, I remember the Bruno Mars show was kind of like that. The
Maroon 5 show was like that.
Where there was a moment where you took everything down and we did I Should Have Bought You Flowers. Why? And I get it. You're trying to showcase all your talents and show everybody that you can play on the piano and all of that. But you wouldn't be here if we didn't know that.
That's
you wouldn't be on
are.
The Super Bowl stage if we didn't know that already.
Here's the thing. I got to push back on the Bruno one. I could see for some of the others, But the first, now you're talking about the first one when he
was
by himself?
That was the first one.
Okay, not the one where he came back and him and Beyonce sang with Coldplay.
Yeah, no, not the Coldplay show. Okay. That's Coldplay show. Not the Coldplay show featuring Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
When Bruno was standing by himself in the middle of Giant Stadium, that last song, singing it in New York City in the Super Bowl, we slow or not, that event, we saw a man go from stardom to superstardom.
We did.
And whether it was a fast song or a slow song, he got to stand there. I get what you're saying. But sometimes you got to sing. We've been so electronically programmed and things like that. Sometimes when you got a guy who's a singer or a woman who's a singer, you want to hear him sing once in a while. And I guess that, and by the way, he can determine what his last song was going to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah, but that don't mean I liked it. Okay. I'm not blaming Jay-Z or him because the slow songs that he did is the pop stuff he don't do anymore. Like, we're Uptown Funk now. We don't even do all that I should have bought you flowers, beautiful girls all over the world. We don't even do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but he's singing to the girls that like that song. And they felt a certain way when they heard it the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, here's the thing. This is where
now,
you are.
Now, I did like Fall Out of Heaven. That was a good one where it was kind of mid-energy, but it still, you know, kept the crowd jumping and going. Like, there were ways to do it. But when you take it and sit at the piano and turn the lights all over, that's like Luther coming out, dragging the stool out. And we're going to sit down and do A House Is Not a Home for 10 minutes.
This is a true and a funny thing about the difference between musicians and comedians. A comedian puts an HBO special out, right? And you watch it and you love it. And you see it that this dude or this person is going out on the road. And when they come to Atlanta, they better have all new material.
Yep.
But a musician who comes out with a new album and pumps it, and you see them on different shows singing songs from the album, when they come through Atlanta,
they better have them hits.
Thank you. That's all you want to hear. So, again, it's kind of the reverse thing of what you're talking about, and they realize they gotta hit them song, and they got 13 minutes.
They do, which is another reason why we're trying to figure out why you forced this in your 13-minute medley.
All I'm saying is, if you want to see a halftime show, a rare college halftime show will be the Bayou Classic.
Ooh.
Of course, right? It's going to be Southern Band, Grambling Band. That happens this weekend.
And they're going to show out this weekend.
They
so if you want to see
that's
a real
the one show
with up-tempo energy.
Yep, you'll get to see it.
Now, we had a little back and forth here, and I can hear the music, and we got to stay, because this ain't our Sunday show or Saturday show. We're in for the morning show. So if you still had more that you wanted to get out, I will let you infiltrate the casting call.
We'll do it then. Because I see your perspective, and you see mine.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not even a young and old thing.
No,
it's about what you want as far as his hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, like, Rolling Stones, for instance, they could come out and do Wild Horses, but I don't want to hear too much past Wild Horses as far as down-tempo songs.
No Waiting on a Friend.
I want his Satisfaction. I would do. That's what I want to hear.
Instead of just being glad that they're showing you the halftime, period.
But I will say this, though. The halftime shows were put together very well. They had some great guests to come out. Jelly Roll was really good in the second halftime show with Lainey Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I just want more up-tempo. I just want more up-tempo. That's all.
Okay.
Give me a Bobby Brown set. That's
who
all I'm saying.
See
give
with Kendrick.
Me a Bobby Brown set.
Who's the prize you want to see with Kendrick for this upcoming Super Bowl?
Ooh, I don't know if Kendrick going to have any friends by the time we get there.
All right, we'll think about it.
It's going to be him and SZA by the time we get there.
What money would you put down to say that there's been conversations in the background and Drake would show up?
Oh, that's not happening.
I know it ain't going to happen.
It's
but what if it did?
It's not happening.
What if it did? But everybody's mouth in the Western Hemisphere would be agog for the next 24 hours.
For sure.
It would.
And that would be a show. And happening on the Super Bowl, yes.
Not happening.
That would be a
Kendrick already told y'all. I can't even dap him up. Don't sit right. Don't sit right with me. But
right.
It would set the world on fire.
That's what I'm saying. You
no
know,
doubt.
Stranger things. And Jay-Z's making some calls. I bet if Beyonce got on the call with him, he might think about it. I'm just saying. Sam and Greg, we're moving into the 8 o'clock hour. Going to hear from Russell Baxter. Oh, if you've not heard Russell on our show, he is a great listen, but he is all things about the NFL. He's going to be joining us. Got a casting call. There's money flying through the air as people are spending it today. I want to let you know how you can put some more back in your pocket. That is all coming up. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Black Friday, the 29th day of November. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.